Diane Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was talented enough for it.
I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
It was this day in 1965 in their Clearwater, Florida hotel room that Mick Jagger and Keith Richards worked out the opening guitar riff of I Can't Get No Satisfaction. The song is considered to be one of the all-time greatest rock songs ever recorded. Their 2020 summer tour was due to kick off this coming Friday in San Diego, but it's been postponed. The Stones into their 50 years plus of touring. Here's Keith Richards.
I mean, I'm quite grateful, actually. You know? I mean, I'm still here, you know, and I'm doing what I want to do. I don't find anything scary about it, too. I find it all kind of adventurous, really.
The frontman of Hot Chocolate, Errol Brown, passed away on this day in 2015. His break in music came in 1969 when he recorded a version of Give Peace a Chance. Unable to change the lyrics without John Lennon's permission, he sent a copy to his record label Apple, and the song was released with Lennon's approval.
And the guy who financed it came into the studio and said, you know, what have you done? You can't change John Lennon's lyrics without his permission. So, but he liked what we'd done, and he decided to send it off with fingers crossed. We thought he was absolutely mad. And, of course, a few days later, I got the call saying that John Lennon heard it and how he'd loved it and wanted to put it out on the Apple record label. All we are saying,
American singer and songwriter, guitarist and pianist Bob Seger was born on this day in 1945. He scored the 1977 hit Night Moves, and he sold more than 100 million records worldwide. The song Night Moves was his big break in getting airplay on radio.
Well, I mean, if you wanted to get on AM radio, and if you wanted to get on one of the big 50,000-watt stations back then, you had to have a chorus that was catchy. Yeah. You know, and at the end, the girls singing over and over and over. And so back then, that did help get you on the radio.
And turning 49 today, American guitarist Chris Shiflett, who joined the Foo Fighters in 1999. Over the course of the Foo Fighters' career, four of his albums have won Grammy Awards for Best Rock Album. He talks about joining the Fooies.
I just auditioned, you know, like I was just one of a bunch of guys that was lucky enough to get an audition and went in there and like played a few songs and then went back to San Francisco and then came. I was living in San Francisco at the time and then came back down a week later and had a sort of a more extensive audition. And then they let me know the next day that I got the gig, and it's been kind of chug along ever since.
That is Today Music, Wednesday, the 6th of May, Mix 104.9.